Pam Bondi clashes with Democrats over DOJ handling of Epstein files during a tense House Judiciary Committee hearing. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi, defending the Justice Department's management of Jeffrey Epstein files while repeatedly clashing with Democratic lawmakers. The hearing focused on the Dodge's delayed and controversial release of millions of documents mandated by law, which has drawn criticism for both exposing survivors' names and excessively redacting names of potential perpetrators without explanation. Bondi repeatedly avoided directly answering questions regarding the Dodge's handling of the files and refused to apologize to Epstein victims present in the room. She sparred with multiple Democrats, including Pramila Jayapal, Jamie Raskin, Zoe Lofgren, and Ted Lieu, often responding with insults and interruptions, calling Raskin a washed-up loser lawyer and shouting at Lieu after he suggested she may have lied under oath about Donald Trump's involvement with Epstein. The hearing highlighted growing concern over partisan influence on the DOJ, as Bondi repeatedly defended Trump, calling him the greatest president in American history and accused Democrats of political theatrics and deflection. She dismissed questions about Trump's alleged ties to Epstein despite documents and FBI statements indicating his awareness of Epstein's activities. Though Trump has not been charged with any crime and denies wrongdoing, Republicans, including Thomas Massie, also pressed Bondi, emphasizing that the mishandling of Epstein's case spans four administrations, Bush, Obama, Trump, and Biden, reflecting decades of systemic failure. The Dodge's credibility remains under scrutiny amid accusations of a broad, politically tinged cover-up in the release of the Epstein files.